Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Game one, and what should be a championship season, at the very least, an Eastern Conference winning season with the Knicks. But we'll see with that, more on your calls with the Knicks, 888-808-1019. We got to get more into the Woody Johnson stuff from yesterday, BT, because it was happening kind of for our last segment when all the news was coming out, when we read some of the, I couldn't believe how bad, I was going to use a different word, but how bad some of those quotes were from Woody Johnson. I mean, he ripped the quarterback, he ripped the team. It's like he's not even aware of what he's doing.
He's an idiot pertaining to football. I don't mean as a human, as a football owner, he's an idiot.
Well, but
it's terrible.
Dude, it's not even just a football owner. Like, if he were not an idiot from a human standpoint, like, who goes out there and talks to the media and says, if we could just complete a pass, it would look good?
Yeah.
You're destroying your quarterback who you brought in because you didn't want Aaron Rodgers, or at the very least, the guys that you hired brought in. Like, no owner should ever say that. And then questioning the fans, like, oh, I think the real fans know what... No,
the real fans want you gone. Trust me, I speak for the real fans because I am one of them. All right, so... And I really don't use the word idiot often, but when you jettison a Hall of Famer who's having a good season in Aaron Rodgers, and then seven games in, just railroad the guy that you signed off on, you're an idiot. That's how I read it. So, to be fair to Woody, momentarily, you know, it's not like he had this agenda and said, I'm going to speak today, you know, and then just said this drivel, whatever he said. He walked into
the... Gobbledygook.
There you go. Gobbledygook. Malarkey. Sounds malarkey, I tell you. And he walks into the owner's meeting, and he's asked questions, clearly. Now, he says, guys, I don't have anything for you today. He's just trying to get about his day and do his business and meet with the other owners. I heard he was the last owner to get there. Not surprising. So he's even late for that. Late to the party. Every other owner's there. He's not. But I don't think he wanted to sound like an idiot yesterday. I don't think he was proactively an idiot yesterday. I think that there was just a situation where there were microphones forced in his face. He started to speak, and he sounded like an idiot. And it's hopeless, and he's clueless. And, you know, Boomer said something this morning, and unfortunately, he's right. You know, he's like, listen, you guys, and I don't know if he was talking to me. He didn't name names. Me, Joe, probably talking about people like us. You can scream all you want about sell the team, Woody sells. He's not selling.
Right.
So it's really wasted breath. It's wasted energy. It might temporarily make us feel better, which is why I think I do it once in a while. But Woody Johnson is the owner of the Jets, and that ain't changing, and probably neither will their fortunes.
Right, but if you were really that invested as a fan, anti the owner, then you just have to give up. Like, Because Boomer's right, and we've talked about this before. I don't think there's any point in saying sell the team, sell the team. It actually happened with the Mets.
I know.
But that's the anomaly. Like, that doesn't happen often.
Well, and it's a financial ruin for that to happen if you think about it.
Correct. So that's not the norm. That the Mets fans called a break there in having, you know, the stuff go on. Not that you want that to have that happen.
No,
but
for sure.
We know where the franchise was at post-2009, and we know where it is now with Steve Cohen, who's got the highest payroll in the sport. So Mets fans are thankful of that being the case. Jet fans may want the owner out. Knick fans may have wanted the owner out. It's just not going to happen. So to me, that doesn't make any sense. But if you're that against the way he's running things, you have to force yourself not to care. Like, that's it. Just find another hobby. Find another team, fantasy team, bet on a team, pick a team, any team. It just, you can't invest in it because it's going nowhere. When he comes out, and you're right, I don't think he meant any harm.
He didn't.
I don't think he knows any better. I forget the name of the book that I was in the middle of listening to. Somebody recommended it a year ago.
The Schmoozer book?
No. That one I finished and loved it. It was like Crazy Rich or something like that. It was about Woody Johnson and the Johnson family.
I remember hearing about this. Yeah.
Like, even in the first few chapters that I read or listened to, whatever, he's like so far. Now, maybe the majority of owners like this, I don't know. But so far out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's beyond comprehension for normal person like me. Like, I couldn't believe how out of touch he is. Like, people think Kim Kardashian's out of touch because she doesn't know how much a carton of milk costs. I don't think that's bad. Like, I have no idea what milk costs either.
It on the thing, and I just pay for whatever else I'm getting.
How bad can it be? Like, whatever it is. Like, I don't know. I need
it's
it.
It's not 70 bucks. It was a month ago.
Okay, well, whatever. It's going up. You know what? Same thing with gas.
So your 401k, by the way, Dove.
Unless you're driving the all-electric Lyric or you know, whatever from the Cadillac. Like, you need gas, right? What's the difference? $4, $2? I need it.
I got to pay anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So
got me by the short ones.
But he is, like, completely...
He's lost.
And it even shows you the way that he talks to the media, like, oh, Jeff Fenton should know any better. Oh, our quarterback, he couldn't complete a pass. Like, dude, that's not the way you communicate in the real world.
No, it's not. I mean, so he did get one thing right. He's like, listen, Jet fans are smart. Exactly. That's why we want you gone, because we are smart, and we know that you're not good. Like, I got to just be very honest. This is, like, for me, I don't know... Like, I really don't want to cross that path of just being overtly disrespectful just to be disrespectful. I'm really, and I called him an idiot for football, so I guess that's very disrespectful, and that's fine, because just for football. But I don't really, like, the next step is, I'd say something that I really can't take back. I don't know where else to go. I'm beginning, first it's like, you know, the dog who just doesn't have a connection to the owner anymore, and you kind of disengage. But now I can feel it bubbling back up. Now I feel like I'm the pit bull in the corner, and they have a piece of steak, and they keep taking it away from me, and I want to attack.
Because he's embarrassing you.
You know what? That's an interesting way to look at it. You're right. I can just wallow in my misery and not, you know, not be bothered and not bother anybody and watch the Jets emotionless and do the podcast and just keep the train moving. You're right, though. You nailed it. When he surfaces and I hear the quotes and I watch them and I listen and I just think about how far removed we are from being relevant and how far away we are from actually being good. Like, there's not, I can't take it anymore.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Mo, back to the Knicks. Mo is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So, what's up, Mo?
I think the Knicks took a big step back with the coach. And the only reason why we're not talking about being the fourth or fifth seed is because of the injuries that Indiana and Boston had in the postseason. And, you know, Mike Brown is an average coach. He's an average coach. And he just, and I thought Thibodeau was an above average coach. You know, we beat Boston when we had no chance of beating Boston. And I think he did a lot of things strategically on the court that made that happen. And, you know, I'm a Knicks fan. I hope I'm 100% wrong because, you know, I've never seen them win a championship. I'm only 40 years old. But I just think that, yeah, we'll probably be the second or third seed, but that's because of the injuries. And then in the postseason, I just don't think it's going to look that great.
Yeah, I mean, look, we expect them to get there, Mo, and thank you for the call.
Thanks,
we expect the Knicks to get to the postseason. I do not expect the Knicks to thrive in the postseason. I don't think they're going to live up to the expectation in the regular season. So before we get there, and I know it's inevitable that they're going to get there, but I don't think they're going to live up to the expectation, the lofty expectations that people have set. I could be wrong. Sure, I think it's going to be more Don Nelson than it is going to be successful year one, and the Knicks win 55, 58, whatever games, look great, and then everybody feels good about their chances going in the postseason. That could happen. There's a path to that. There's also a path to the other way, and I think it's going to go more the other way before it goes towards 60 wins.
All right, so let me ask you this here. Let's say we're same exact situation. It's 11-12 on opening night in the morning, getting ready for the Knicks and the Cavs, and Kat's likely not playing. Mitch is out. Hart's out, but Tom Thibodeau's the coach. Okay. Tom Thibodeau's still the coach. Yeah. How are you feeling about the season?
I'm still feeling curious because I need to see, okay, well, now year two. But I trust it more. I trust Tibbs more because I know the base. I know the foundation. I know what he's about. And I trust that they're going to be tougher and more playoff ready. I know it hasn't worked out in the postseason, but I don't think it was because of the deficiencies of the head coach. I believe it was more about Karl Anthony Towns. But I would be curious by how they look in year two. And we talked about this before last year or during last year. I would have at least given him another year. And if they looked in season, and this is where you and I disagree, like you said, why waste time?
Yep.
I would have said if they looked in season, like you know what, this it's just not working, then you make the change. So that would have been the difference with me. I still would have been evaluating, but just in year two, you know, you assume they would have gotten similar players on the bench with Clarkson, Yabusele, so they'd be better there. Maybe guys rest a little bit more. I wanted to see one more year with Tibbs with this group.
I remember the conversation well. And see, my rationale, which was the opposite of your thinking, was what I can't risk here, because this is not a five-year window. This is Brunson on a very team-friendly deal. This is, you know, some players in their prime where eventually they're going to be slowly exiting their prime. So, like last year, why I was much less willing, I flat out didn't want it. And again, respect the Tibbs, but I didn't want it. I didn't want to start this year with Tom Thibodeau and it go awry, which I thought it could, because I don't think his ceiling is high as some think, is as high as some think, and then have to make a change mid-season and have it not work and potentially waste a full year of guys in their prime. Like, that's what I was saying back then. And the reality of it is this, right? Now, I don't know if Mike Brown's going to be better than Tom Thibodeau. I'm open to trying something different. The Knicks have the second highest payroll this year.
Right.
The Knicks next year have the second highest payroll. In terms of what's on the books for the 2027-2028 season, the Knicks have the second highest payroll. So I'm not saying can't get out of it with a trade and Giannis and stuff.
Yeah, the only out is Giannis.
But they're all in.
This is it. This is it. They're
and we
all
knew
in.
That
this
when they traded for Bridges.
Correct. We knew it last year. Last year was the, okay, they're all in. So then they said, okay, we fell short. They determined that Tibbs was part of the problem. So they figured, okay, we fell short. Here's why, X, Y, and Z. We believe bringing in a new head coach can elevate us. They're trying to elevate what they have. They're all in as best they can. They shore up the bench. They get a little deeper. They bring in a new head coach. They think it's going to maximize the offense more. Now they're going to see if that's enough. And if it's not, maybe they figure that out midway through the year. Maybe it's in the offseason. Then they got to figure out a way to get out of their all-in, because 2 years in a row with a different head coach with the same group and a deeper bench, if that doesn't work, well, now you get a change. You can't run it back for a third year, especially in a weakened Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference is only going to get better beyond this year.
It really is. There's no question about that. I look at and I'm actually now looking at the finances here. I told you where they rank in terms of salary cap, number two. But, yeah, these commitments are long. I mean, Kat's making 53 this year, making 57 the next year after that, player option, 60-plus mil. That's a lot of cheese. OG, 40 this year, 42.5 next year, 45.4 the year after, player option, which is probably not going to opt out of, almost 50 mil in 2028, 2029. I'm not going to barrage with more numbers. Just understand, Jalen's contract is great, but even Bridges is under contract now, you know, past the 28-29 season. So there's a long commitment, and this could be the right mix, but if it's not, there's problems.
Milton calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Milton?
Milt!
Well, hey, what's going on, guys? Where do I go? All right, listen, you guys, listen, I really would like to know what Sal wants to be as far as a radio host. Are you looking to just be able to say, I told you so? Or you want to give us what you really are? And that's a real true Knicks fan, because there's no way. Me and BT, 80s, Bernard King, Channel 9, 50-point games, we were happy. We go into the 90s, we all fall in love with Ewing and this team that we knew, the way you know now, that deep down inside, they probably weren't going to win, but we actually rooted them on, and we were happy to be Knicks fans. And then that was all over. They never won. And then we get these 25 years of misery and sucking and wishing we could just see one playoff game because it was so embarrassing to even wear Nagear. And now that we're good, all I feel like is like you just don't want to be wrong. You were scared to say this team can win, and they can, Sal. This team can win. Every year for the last 3 years, they've gone farther and farther and farther. And yes, Thibodeau had to go. You know why? Because he never played the bench, and then he tried to make up for it in the playoffs. This team has improved the weakest area, and that is the bench. And this coach is going to bring the energy to the offense. And can we stop with the coaching? It's the players. Yeah, it's a little tiny 1-2. Maybe 4 to 5 games, but this is about the players being happy. They were not happy with that coach. They were getting run down. They were tired. They want somebody who's going to, you know, make them a little more healthy during the playoffs and a better bench. And I'm looking forward to seeing my team. I want to be happy. I feel like you guys are just looking to not be wrong. Like, what is the problem with saying I'm a Knicks fan and I believe they're going to win? What is wrong with that?
If I believed they were going to win, I would say it. What can't you
why
comprehend?
Why wouldn't you believe they're going to win with all these injuries? I don't get it. Like, are you the opportunity of a lifetime.
Are you listening or no? Because I thought we laid it out pretty well for you for the first time. No, I'm not going to say it again. I've done it before. You listening to the show
No, say, go ahead. You're right. Yeah, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm saying, have you listened to the show, Milton? Or are you just calling recklessly without listening to what we were saying? I laid it out well why I don't think they're going to win. So I'm not sure why you can't get that. I also don't know why you can't understand that I'm not some fanboy that's going to come on the radio and just because I'm a Knicks fan going to say that they're going to win. That's not my job. That's not what I do. I tell it how I feel, whether it's the Mets, Yankees, Knicks, Jets, Giants, Rangers, doesn't matter. So I believe firing Tibbs was a mistake. Doesn't mean that that's going to happen. I don't know why you take offense to that. It's my opinion. I believe firing him was a mistake. We're going to find out. What don't you get?
Okay, but what I don't get is how are you not saying that this team should make the finals and possibly win a championship with the way the East is all beat up, the way we've gone further every year? It's not like this team is losing in the first round or not making it.
Hey, Mel, hold on one second. I don't think they're going to win the championship either.
Okay.
No, but you're a Knicks fan, BT.
I know. BT,
here's the question. Here's my last question, BT. Give me a percentage that you think this team can win a championship compared to the last
40 to 50%.
40 to 50%. You know what? As a Knicks fan, I want to tell everybody right now, this is going to be a fun team to watch.
I know.
This is going to be sometimes I feel like you guys just want to be able to say, winning a championship is hard, bro.
Not true, man.
What are you talking about?
Come on, bud.
Lost.
Dude, did you hear my speech after Rodgers got hurt? I said the Jets would get to the playoffs with Zach Wilson.
Good God.
I just don't understand, I actually
don't know what he's talking about.
I think he wants you to bust out some pom-poms. That's what he wants.
Okay, but
he's excited.
When did we ever say we're not rooting for the Knicks?
It's quite obvious we're Knicks fans.
Okay, like, Milt, whatever you think you are as a Knicks fan, I had you beat. I had you beat every step of the way in the 90s. Maybe not as much now, because the last 20 years beat it out of me. And also, I'm not going to come on here waving the pom-poms. That's with every team. I'm also a 46-year-old adult who's got bigger issues in life to worry about than whether or not my team that I root for wins or loses. Like, that's just the reality of becoming an adult with real-life issues. Maybe you don't have that, Milt. I don't know. God bless you if you don't. But I'm giving you my opinion. It doesn't mean that I'm not rooting for the Knicks. Of course I'm rooting for the Knicks. I don't believe in the head coach. I also don't believe in Carl Anthony Towns. Do I want to be right? I don't care about being right. It doesn't matter. I don't get any points. I don't get more money for being right or wrong. If that were the case, I mean, I wouldn't have a job
We'd either be very rich or very poor.
Yeah.
if that was the scoreboard. I don't know.
It depends
on the sport.
So, no, you've got it all wrong. You're a sensitive fan.
He is, but he's a good guy. You know that.
Fair enough. But
he's sensitive with this.
But he's just hearing things the wrong way. We said we're excited. We said we can't wait to watch the team. And by the way, it's far better than anything we've had for the last 20 years.
Hell yeah. We're playing Nick music bumping in from every break, Mill.
But it is different with the expectations when they get raised. You're the one who said at first that you don't think it's as fun those type of years.
Yeah.
And you're right. As a fan, the fun years are always the ones with the lowest expectations. Like 2017, for the Yankees. Nobody had any expectation the Yankees get to Game 7 of the ALCS, mm-hmm. which was a huge, that was a great season coming out of nowhere with Judge and all that stuff.
2020 for the Knicks.
As opposed to, yeah, exactly, being a 4th where everybody thought they were going to win 10 games that year. As opposed to the expectations, well, it's World Series or bust, those aren't fun because, to Milton's point, it's hard to win a championship. So, no, we're all on the same page. We're rooting for the same thing. I don't think it's possible. And forget about a championship going against a superior Western Conference. I don't even think Mike Brown and the Knicks are going to live up to the expectations in the regular season.
That's where we disagree a little bit, but that West is really good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got Schmooze coming in studio, so I want to wear my Steve Summers sweatshirt that I made. So I couldn't wear both things, so otherwise I would have been in Knicks gear today. But looking forward to having Steve Summers 1 hour from now to promote his new book, Me Here, You There. I think you could pre-order it now. He'll give us all the details, but it comes out officially in November. I read it. I loved it, so we can't wait to talk to Steve. No question, a WFAN legend, but also fired up about the Knicks tonight.
There's no doubt, and Steve's going to – that's going to be a fun conversation. Royalty, always welcome. That's stating the obvious, so I'm going to look forward to that. By the way, let me just give you something on the Knicks very quickly here. I know the Jet phones are lighting up again with that Woody rant, but really quick, right? So what I told Sal to start the show is that these seasons are generally, these types are generally among my least favorite, which sounds idiotic. The Knicks are obviously going to be really good, so why would they be among the least favorite? Because you almost don't enjoy the wins as much because there's such a critical analysis, okay? That was my take early in the show. But however, to appreciate where we are, I'm going to give you... in ascending order.
Oh,
the
boy.
Starting point guard from back in the day up until Jalen, not in the 80s, but not even in the 90s, from 2009.
Oh, boy.
Chris Duhon, Ray Felton, who's actually okay. Tony Douglas. Remember Tony Douglas?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ray Felton again. Pablo Prigioni. Shane Larkin. Jose Calderon. D. Rose, respect. Ramon Sessions.
Jeez.
Trey Burke. Alonzo Trier, who's supposed to be the scorer.
God.
Elfrid Payton. Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
And then, thank God, St. Jalen arrived on
yeah,
the scene.
Yeah, you're right, but it's all relative. Like, it's on a scale. It's not as fun because there is less room to have a successful season. When it's championship or bust, anything short of a championship is going to hurt. It's going to sting. But the ride getting there, you hope, is fun with a big regular season, with excitement and reason to believe in the postseason that maybe this will be the year. But if you compare, even with it being, you know, the higher expectation, so it's less fun because if you fall short of the championship, it's a failure. You'd rather have this every single time than what we lived through for 20-something years.
I'm one of the idiots who really never stopped watching them.
Yeah, I come on.
I don't blame you. I mean, you're talking about, like, the Van Horn years and the Marbury years and even, like, the Francis year. Like, I'm talking about after that, too. Like, I'm watching them. Like, it really felt a lot like the Jets.
I wonder what year for me was the breaking point. As far, like, it slowly was chipping away.
Yeah.
You know, 2000 was like, what the hell happened? They lost to the Raptors in the first round. And then after that...
Was it when they got, like, Penny Hardaway or Jalen Rose and some of these guys started showing up?
I was actually covering them a little bit at the time because I was just started the fan in 2003. And then I was going to get tape in, like, 2004. So I remember covering them with Lenny Wilkins and Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, sure.
The year that they made the playoffs and got swept by the Nets when Isaiah's like, welcome to the postseason. Like, give me a break.
Tim Thomas.
So I was still into it then, but I think it was just slowly chipping away. And maybe, like, the first thing that really just was a knife through the heart was when Van Gundy left and it was Don Chaney taking over. But then even Larry Brown, Isaiah, we mentioned Lenny Wilkins, like, just over the years, I don't know, I think it was slowly chipping away. And when you talk about 5, 10, 15 years of futility.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just adds up to, like, I gotta watch it. I can't watch Frank Williams anymore. Mike Sweeney, like, I'm sorry.
Frank Williams from Illinois.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because the way the game was going back then, the way the game was growing internationally, you had all these European players. Like, that was the first wave-ish of European players coming that were elevated, whether it was Dirk and obviously some others. So they couldn't get a European star. They couldn't get, whether it's LeBron or others, to come here and take the money. They couldn't draft right. There was really no elements of the Knicks that was even functional. There were lawsuits at the Garden. I mean, it was a full-blown disaster.
I mean, some of those. You have their encyclopedia up? The encyclopedia?
Just I am their encyclopedia. What do you need?
Some of the win totals for some of those years. Yeah.
I remember, like, one year they won 23 games and 18 games.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go over those years, I got it. Franchise index.
Okay, you got it? Knicks year by year. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we don't think we have to go over every year.
No, I know. But start where you think you checked out.
Just to give you an example, I mean, like, all right, so 2000, I mentioned 50 wins. 2001 was when they got bounced by the Raptors in the first round.
Yep.
After that, dude, you're talking about they won 39 games in 2004. That was the year they made the playoffs, got swept by the Nets. Isaiah, welcome to the playoffs.
Yep.
We're talking about, like, they didn't have a 40-win season, like 40.
Until 2010.
And it was 33, 23, 33, 23, 32, 29. Yeah, like 42 wins in 2010. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So in those years, from like 2005 to 2010, I mean, come on. And then even after a few successful years, 37, 17, 32, 31, 29, 17, 21. Like, good God. That's not just disappointing basketball. That is, like, bottom of the barrel embarrassment, New York Knicks basketball.
I think that was the worst for me. I mean, as much as the Isaiah stuff was crazy and odd and dysfunctional, I think after that, after D'Antoni.
Correct. After D'Antoni and Woodson is where, after Woodson, really.
When you got into, like, Fisher and then Rambis coming in as, remember Kurt Rambis was the interim for a little bit? And then Hornacek and then Fizdale.
No.
Dude, 17-65, which they did twice in 2014 and in 2018. You go 17-65, that's like losing 115 games for the Yankees or the Mets or the Jets or the Giants going 1-16. That is... 17 wins.
Come on, dude. That's just unacceptably bad. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Wow. Some calls on the Knicks. Mitchell is in Fort Lee, New Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hello, BT. Hello, Sal. How you guys doing? First time I called since the Yankee debacle, but that's over with. We can talk about that another day. Let's talk about the Knicks today.
Okay.
Sal, I have to agree with you. I think the Knicks should give Thibodeau one more year. These are my reasons, and this is why I say Brown. I'm not so thrilled about Brown, but we'll see what happens. Thibodeau had no bench last year. Look what they brought onto the bench this year. The players that they have, you'll be able to go 9 or 10 deep, where the Knicks only went last year 7 deep. Brown hasn't won anything big when he was with Cleveland. He hasn't won with the Lakers. He's just a bad coach.
Hold on. To say he's a bad coach is ridiculous. Number one, you're assuming that Tom Thibodeau would use the bench pieces the way Brown will. He has a reluctance or an aversion to that, number one. Now, I'm not saying Mike Brown is Pat Riley. To say he's a bad coach is just factually and really disrespectfully wrong.
Okay, but BT, hold on a second. You're saying that, but he had the players to do it. He couldn't win the big games, Brown. That's how he's like. He had a good team with Cleveland. He had a great team with the Lakers, and he couldn't win. So I mean, that's part of it. But you're right. Let's do it. But with Thibodeau, you don't think he would have went deeper if he had a bench last year? We all complained. You and Sal both said that if he had a bigger bench, they would have had a better chance. They didn't have a bench. They had nobody. They went six. They had one player, maybe two, and after that, they were dead. They had a player that couldn't even hit a free throw.
They do have a better, and thank you for the call, Mitch. They do have a better bench. That's you can't question that. So I would have liked to have seen how Tibbs managed it with a better bench. I can't question Tibbs for not going to the bench last year when the guys were scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got a better bench. You better be using Yabusele. You better be using Clarkson. Obviously, they're going to. They're going to get big minutes. That's going to help the Knicks along the way, not just in the regular season, but obviously in the playoffs as well. But Tibbs didn't have that luxury.
No, he didn't. The Knicks' second unit has a chance to be really good. Yeah. My only thing is, like, really good, like, very influential on the season. I just don't know if Tom Thibodeau would use them as much as I think Brown will. You know, the one thing about Mike Brown, and again, not saying he's an old-timer. I'm just saying he's good. And I'm saying that he's interesting. That's all I'm saying. And he's an offensive guy, unlike Tibbs, who is a defensive guy. But does people look at the Cavaliers, young LeBron, Kobe, and Ron? Okay, I got that. To me, I think too many people ignore what happened in Sacramento. Now, you heard Matt Barnes talk about that, where basically the Sacramento Kings turned on him and they didn't respect him, whatever. I mean, that's a trash organization that's got a lot of young players that maybe aren't as locked in as a Brunson or a Hart with that self-respect and character. Before he got there, the Kings had 27 wins, 31 wins, 31 wins, 31 wins. Mike Brown shows up, they go 48. And then the next year, 46. And then maybe they stop listening, or maybe he's not as good as whatever. Maybe he's got an expiration point. But to me, that's more impressive. Taking a moribund, like, dirt franchise and elevating them to almost 50 wins 2 years in a row than winning a lot of games with Kobe. Anybody could win with Kobe.
Right, but Tibbs did that, and yet we wanted him out of here. Tibbs elevated the franchise with Elfrid Payton. Elfrid Payton was a starting point guard. Julius Randle was nowhere near the player that he was, that he became under Tibbs in the beginning. You know, when the Knicks went to the four seed, whatever it was. Look at that roster.
No, it was terrible.
Reggie Bullock.
Nerlens Noel, he was playing. No, it was terrible.
Terrible. And that, to me, is coaching. Now, they're two different style coaches. I just choose to believe in what Tibbs has to offer more so than Brown, but we're going to see it. I mean, they better be high-octane offense up and down the floor every single night. They have the pieces in place to do it. They've got the head coach with the offensive system and philosophy and scheme, whatever you want to say. Now they got to go out there and do it. But they're going to be he's coming in year one. I mean, name a coach in New York that comes to New York City year one as expected to win the World Series. I mean, Joe Torre took over a team that was ready with Buck. I don't know about World Series.
World Series was not felt. It was like, okay, they're good. Yeah. No, that was not like this.
So, but give me the generally that doesn't
happen.
I'm trying
to think maybe Dan Reeves with the Giants. I'm trying to, you got to go back a ways either way. I feel you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of criticisms here. You know, I would just say this about Tom Thibodeau, and I respect the counterpoint. I really do, because it's not a layup of an answer, because Tom Thibodeau's really good and we've got a lot of respect for him. He got 5 years. Like, to me, 5 years is enough. Now, people who wanted a year number six, I get it. You know that I didn't want that. I don't think it's fair. I'm not that you're saying this, or even a lot of callers. I don't think that Tom Thibodeau was done dirty by the Knicks. I just think that maybe some of you who think he had he was he earned more runway. I can see that, but I don't think Tom Thibodeau was done wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's
the New York Knicks.
I don't think he was done dirty. I just wouldn't have done it. I think they made a mistake. But no, done dirty? No, I don't think he was done dirty.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit InjuryLawyer.com. Ready, BT?
Hit it.
Every Wednesday, 11:40, little three random questions. Number one, should it matter why you take off of work for a day if you decide to take off a singular day?
Depends what you do and depends when it comes. Right, so well, it could.
So,
yeah,
it does. So it does matter in
it
your
could.
Opinion.
I think it could.
Because they've given this a lot of thought. We talked about it yesterday. Now we have Hoff back with us. Hoff, thank you for coming to work today, first and foremost. We
Thanks,
appreciate
Hoff.
You showing up.
Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
You took the day off yesterday for what?
I had an opportunity to... Go take batting practice City Field.
Yeah. Now, like, we could debate whether that is acceptable or not, but then I'm thinking, okay, well, it's his personal time.
Yeah.
If he wants to use it however he wants to use it, should that really then matter? Like, what if he was doing it to go to the doctors or something? We wouldn't be giving him grief.
He could have lied to us, although, well, then Evan couldn't post it.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? They wanted to get the digital content out of it.
Of course they did. So at least they did half the job.
So in general, you do think it matters?
I think it does, but listen, if it was me, I wouldn't do it. If it was you, you wouldn't do it. And I say that, and I think when you're on the air Monday through Friday during football season, I think it's different than during the summer.
Like,
but I think if you're producing, you know, he's also working during the weekends as well. Well, so it doesn't bother me.
Let me just say though, things may have changed. I'm not saying you're wrong, but when I was a part of Francesa's show, just, you know, board op, whatever, Eddie Erickson was producing, I was board op, and it was Mike. It was us three after Dog left. If I were to take off a show, I don't care when it was, and, like, usually we would take off around Mike's schedule. If I were to take off, and Mike was like, where's Sal today? And Eddie's like, well, he went to take batting practice at Citi Field. There would have been hell today.
Things changed a little bit around here.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
A little loose.
There's no way that Mike... Now, Mike would have been like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm sure he wouldn't have made a huge deal of it. He wouldn't have liked it. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? It's the fall book.
Yeah.
You can't just be taking days off to go to have batting practice.
I thought you'd be more pissed that I didn't get it over the wall.
No, I didn't expect you to get it over the wall.
Oh, well, I did. That's why I was a little nervous.
You hit a can of corn left and you're taking bows for it. I mean, come on.
Listen, for a man who has... By the way, that was a wood bat. Yeah. Both of you, I heard you guys asking if that was metal.
Yeah,
so wood bat, and I really haven't swung even with the kids. Like, I don't really swing like that in forever. So this is the first time.
Who was pitching? Some rando?
Yeah, somebody from the
beach
staff.
Balls. I actually think it's harder to hit the ball far because he was just lobbing. It's like 40 miles
right,
an hour.
And I was
balloon balls.
I was over swinging. I was under swing. I was doing a lot of. I missed the ball.
How many swings did you get?
10, right?
I don't remember. He just was like, dude, you were having fun up there, so I kept on throwing. But I was getting tired at the end. Like, my legs were getting a little nervous. So I was just, like, shaking.
were there people that went after you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody go yard the whole day? No way.
We left a little early, but nobody went. I think my ball may have been one of the furthest.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sal was clowning you yesterday. Yeah. I at least gave you credit.
Thank you.
For hitting a decent one.
Hey, and by the way, I almost killed Evan at the end. That was my moment. I felt good about that. The last
ball.
What,
when he was tracking down
the fly?
Well,
so you could take over the Rico?
Yeah, well, I was
trying
to.
Get rid of him and take it over?
Hey, you know what? Those numbers looking pretty good these days.
You wouldn't take off for the Rico, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Right. You haven't missed a Rico. You go to Florida. Yeah, good point,
that's
BC.
True.
Thank you. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You go to Florida on vacation with your family. You're doing Ricos at 3 in the morning, for goodness sake.
From the car.
For our show, you go take off on a Tuesday and go have batting practice at Citi Field.
Hold
what the hell is that?
You're missing a point, though. I'm taking a break from the family. When I'm doing those Ricos.
Fair enough.
So it is a little bit
now,
like mind cleansing.
How'd you almost kill him?
Oh, the last pitch. You didn't see it?
No.
I hit like not a line drive, but a little floater that he was tracking it down, and it just missed him by like a foot.
Did it have loft or was it a liner? Because if
it wasn't a liner, it had loft to it.
Well, then
I don't know.
He's not getting hurt unless he's just
a complete
doofus.
Well, he was following it the whole way through. He didn't back out, and it just missed him.
All right. Anyway, so Hoff took off to go take batting practice at Citi Field.
I had a blast.
It was
a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
Not to make you jealous. It was beautiful.
Did they sign you? Did they offer you 10-day?
We talked a little bit. I won't lie.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't good enough defensively.
Well, I'll say this. Rami didn't miss a beat doing bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. So, no offense. Hope you didn't.
Look, you got all serious.
Now you're serious.
Did you get to sit in the dugout? Serious question. Did you get in the dugout? I know sometimes.
I could have. I didn't want to. We were catching flies in the outfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were on the outfield, and then we came in and then just started some balls.
All right, number two.
Yo.
If you saw a coworker in a supermarket, would you say hello or avoid him?
Depends who it is. There's just certain... No. Now, that sounds like harsh, but listen, everybody knows this about me. If I don't feel like talking, I don't talk. I just don't. I don't. Like, there's people I will see sometimes, I shouldn't say this, in my town. Like, and I get along with everybody, but I just don't think having conversations sometimes. I just don't. Like, if I see, you know, sometimes at the grocery store or, you know, I don't know, going to a field or walking off a field, like, you know, I'll just kind of put my head down and if
pretend
I just, yeah, I mean, come on. We got to be economical with our words, dude. We do this for a living. You too?
I saw Marco Belletti at the supermarket Saturday night, and this just shows you.
I'd say hi to Marco. I like
the
Marco.
The life of a WFAN employee.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Marco and I run into each other. I see him on the line. I saw him first. He was bagging his groceries, so I went right up next on mine and saw him. I was like, hey, can you stay and bag mine afterwards? He's like, oh, hey, what are you doing here? And then he's like, this is what you're doing on a Saturday night at 6:30? I'm like, dude. Like,
it's what the wife told me to do.
I'm there with my wife and daughter.
Oh, she was there.
He's there. He's loaded up his card. He's doing it. My wife's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Did your wife send you a list? He's like, send a list?
Yeah.
What does she know? I do the cooking of the house. Like, Marco is just.
Okay, taking charge, Marco.
But I said
hello
to him. And then he told me something interesting, because I guess we go to the same supermarket. This is the first time we ran into each other. He said that he knows one of the guys from Dairy that sees me in there all the time that doesn't say hello. And I'm like, well, why not? And he goes, because he said you always look like you're pissed off.
Meaning you?
Yeah.
You do.
But I'm in a supermarket with my wife.
What am I supposed to be, happy?
Well, think about how much this guy who doesn't say hi to you has heard you complain about your wife. So if you're by yourself,
just come
he's
say
scared.
Hi.
If you're with her, he's really not going near
there
you.
There has never been and never will be a moment that somebody would come up to me and say, hey, love the show.
I know. Like, I'm kind of messing with you. I get that. But they don't... But we know you,
world,
but they don't. They might. They don't know you. They hear loud.
Well, I don't think it's just
crazy,
me. I think
lunatic sound.
I don't think it's just me. I think it could be anybody. Just like, but I'm walking around in my own world, in my own head, thinking like, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd rather be doing anything but sitting here waiting for my wife to pick out the groceries here.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it may be. Well, whatever I'm thinking. Could be anything. But I'm not, you know, like, what am I supposed to be walking around with a smile on my face?
I have never gone shopping groceries with my wife, and I never will.
Really?
No.
I do enjoy going to the supermarket. I'm not going to lie.
So do I. Yeah. I do, too, but by myself.
Just
I walk in, you know, I already know what I'm getting. Now, like, she does the bulk of it, right? When I go, it's milk, bananas, strawberries, blueberries, kale, turkey, chicken, cereal, yogurt for the kids. I literally get the same 15 things every time.
Right.
A little bread.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Applesauce for the kids, and I'm in and I'm out.
All right. Last one for you, and this is a huge one.
Oh, boy.
What's worse, being without heat or without a washing machine?
Being without heat.
Now, obviously, in weather that you would need heat for.
Meaning it's freezing out.
Yeah.
Well,
or colder.
Think about it this way. If you don't, you're not going to like the answer because I'm going to circumvent, you know. If the heat's broken, right?
You're not going to answer.
You know how I do this, right? Yeah, I always kind of give you some qualifiers, but it's true. It applies here. If the heat's broken, aside from probably costing us thousands upon thousands, which would be a complete pain in the ass, I turn the fireplace on. And it actually does go to the, and it's like one of the gas ones.
Okay.
So it would still work, so I could get heat there. But pretend I don't have that and I'm freezing.
Right. Without heat, inability to heat the house,
or
the inability
clothes.
To wash clothes.
Well, meaning with a washer or
correct.
Without running water, because I could still wash clothes in the sink and I could dry them.
Fair enough.
So I think that I would rather, you got to be resourceful here, I would think that I would rather make sure I have the heat, not have the washer, and find a way to get something clean there.
I, as somebody who was living through this the last week, I would rather have the washing machine up and running all day, every day.
Wait, I thought the heat was fixed.
It is now, but we had to replace the boiler.
Yeah,
and by
yeah,
the
yeah.
time that it was able to, like, there was the gas company had to set some things up, so it took a while. So it couldn't just be scheduled like immediately. Otherwise, the guys at Edison Heating and Cooling would have been there ASAP, as they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
But because it had to be scheduled through the gas company, it took a couple of weeks, and the temperature started to dip a little bit.
Dude, it was 57 degrees. Yeah. Well, at night at the worst.
Well, I mean, with a young kid, though.
Anyway, point is, it
was cool in the house. Like, you got to manage it. Okay, we'll wear hoodies, whatever, wear extra blankets, cover up Sammy. I can manage that. I can't deal with not having the bleeping washing machine, which is a year old, not working. 1 year old. And then to boot, it's a week before they can come and look at it, and then another week or two to get to order the parts to come back and fix it.
And they're not cheap. I'm a freak with that. Like, I can't put on anything that's remotely dirty.
Dude, I spent my Saturday at the damn laundromat. Now, I wasn't sitting there washing the clothes.
And then at the supermarket at night?
Yes. Yeah, we had to drop the clothes off, and I don't even know what town we were in. I forget. I don't want to go back there. We dropped them. My wife found a laundromat, which I haven't done since I've been single.
But I used to enjoy doing that in the city.
You did your own, or you dropped it off?
I would go and I'd sit there. I'd do a little people watching. You never know.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe. I wasn't doing that. I got no time. I'm dropping it off. I'd rather go TV watching. Drop it off. Just tell me when it's done. But dropping it off, picking it up, certain things I can't wash because I want it to be hung dry.
Yeah.
Like, I like hang drying a lot of my stuff. I can't do that at the
laundromat. What, on a clothesline? Like, outside?
Yeah. Well, no,
what?
Not outside. Inside. They have these things called, you know.
Really? Like, what do you hang dry? What, say they don't shrink? Or they don't get wrinkled.
Yeah, exactly.
Like hoodies and pants and stuff.
100%, yeah.
Really?
My jeans, my pants, whatever. Pants.
Yeah.
Shirts that I care about, t-shirts, hoodies. Oh, yeah, hang dry.
Okay.
You throw them in the dryer, dude.
I do, because they get nice and tight.
I don't like that. I like it loose and comfy. So, my clothes. Let me be clear. But I don't want to be at the laundromat. Dude, you believe that? It takes them a week to come service it. A brand new washing machine I just bought it a year ago. A week to service it. Then they come a week later and say, we got to order the parts. We'll be back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks without washing machine?
I mean, here's what I'm hearing. Some guys go and, go bar hopping and watch some college football on Saturdays. Some guys go play golf. Sal is at a cleaner's and at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is misery.
Saturdays are not, in fact, for the boys.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not when you get married and have kids.
Was Sunday even remotely better? Or was it kind of the same stuff?
Saturday's family day. We're going to get up early. What do we want to do today, Sammy?
Gonna
what
go
are we
going to
do with
picking.
Daddy? Yeah, we're going to go pumpkin picking. We're going to go to Costco. I did Costco, too.
Oh.
We had a Costco run. We had a Costco run, laundromat first.
You know what you need.
Supermarket.
And here's what you need. And you could do this because it's not too far.
And then the guy at Dairy wonders why I'm look at my face like I don't want to be bothering anybody.
You need a BT fire pit night. That at least you could swing. Ain't far. Surfsides.
On Saturday.
Little Knicks. Yeah. I mean, that is a miserable Saturday, dude.
BT and Sal. Yeah, Sunday I was watching football all day. BT and Sal, the fan, we'll take a quick break. Get you updated here. Also, come back. 12, get back with your calls. We'll reset whatever you want to talk about here. Steve Summers in studio to promote his book, Me Here, You There. That'll be at 12:30, so stay tuned for that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.